Dr. John Lott, Jr., president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He, too, is in Las Vegas. We're not in the same place yet, but we will be later. John, good morning.
Well, good to talk to you again, Steve.
Always a pleasure. You know, I was talking to a gun manufacturer yesterday, and who that was is not relevant, but the fact that they shared with me was kind of interesting. They said, you know, this past year, 2014 in Cabela's, which is a huge retailer, of course, and sells, you know, literally millions of dollars worth of firearms each year. They said at Cabela's in 2014, 8 out of 10 guns that went out the door were what people would term as non-hunting rifles. A lot of people would, and then there's a debate there. But the point being is AR-15 type rifles went out the door at a clip of 80% as opposed to shotguns or 22s or centerfire hunting rifles, per se. Is that a trend we're seeing? And were they right about that?
Well, I'm not surprised. If you look at surveys from Gallup, for example, they find that by far the number one reason that people say that they own guns is for self-defense. And that's something that's changed somewhat over time, for sure. But it explains why most guns that people buy aren't for hunting. The percentage of the population that has hunting license has been declining pretty consistently over the last few decades. You have virtually the same number of hunting licenses, about 14.5 million, as you had maybe 2.5 decades ago. So given the gun sales have gone up so much and that you have really no change in the number of people that are hunting, it's not surprising that more guns are being purchased for other reasons.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the number of hunters has remained relatively steady, but the amount of money spent by hunters is dramatically increased, which is why you see Cabela's and Bass Pro and Dick's and others building these stores all over the country. So the money being spent is there. As you look at the attitude toward guns in America, John, I've seen a change, not only the people that I talk to, but reading extensively as I do for this program and just from my own general knowledge, I find there has been a sea change as far as the attitudes about the Second Amendment. I think there's more support for the Second Amendment today than there has been maybe in my entire lifetime, which to me is, I guess it's unusual in my thinking, because you've seen the things like Newtown and Aurora and so forth, and I always was under the impression that would push people away from the Second Amendment, and instead it seems that Americans and America in general has a closer relationship with the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms than maybe ever.
Right. Well, I hope, and I think people are beginning to realize that banning guns from these areas, whether it be Newtown or whether it be, you know, the types of terrorist places where the terrorist attacks have occurred, you know, haven't made people safer. And in fact, they're magnets for terrorists to go and attack. If you look at polls again, there's been a dramatic change since the kind of the mid to late 90s in terms of people's views on whether they support more gun control. Pew, for the first time, actually has a substantial gap showing that more people oppose more gun control than support. It's 52-46. But underlying that, there are other polls from Gallup, for example, that ask the question, do you believe that owning a gun in your home makes you safer or riskier? If you go back to 2000, when they started doing that survey, 35% said that they thought owning a gun in the home made them safer. Today, it's 63%. That's really a massive change over a period of time. I mean, I think there was a lot of misinformation before, and maybe some of that misinformation has at least been answered. So obviously with Bloomberg and others out there, they're trying to keep putting it out in large amounts. But I think the fact that, let me put it this way. When I wrote the book, The Bias Against Guns, that came out in 2003, I looked at all the news reports from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, over all of 2001. I could not find one single news story reported in any of their news broadcasts about a gun being used defensively to protect somebody or themselves, protect somebody else or themselves.
Right.
Now, you know, it's still pretty lopsided, but at least you have places like Fox more that are going out and providing a number of stories on these things. You know, probably a dozen.
Well, you can also find
that it at least getting out now, and I think it's making a difference in people's perceptions.
Yeah, you can also find those stories online, which is a source. You know, when I was growing up, that source didn't exist. And you can find all sorts of stories about how, you know, people have protected themselves with firearms or stopped robberies or had other positive influence with firearms, for sure. We're on the phone this morning with John Lott, Jr., the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, the man who's written, how many books have you written?
Eight books,
and primarily on firearms and the attitude of America towards firearms and the statistics. You know, when you hear from people like Bloomberg, well, you know, more guns mean this is going to happen, these bad things are going to happen. But the facts, John, just don't bear out the terrible things that the left says, the anti-gun crowd. You know, there's going to be the Wild West shootouts in the streets and people are going to be killed by their own guns and so forth. Statistically speaking, it's just not there.
Right. You know, it's amazing the lengths to which the Bloomberg groups will go on things. So they'll go and talk about the number of school shootings, many new towns they'll call them. And yet they'll include things like defensive gun uses, where someone was, attacked by two thugs and was able to obtain their gun from their car and defend themselves. You know, they include gang shootings that are done off of school property. Those are tragedies. One wants to get rid of gang shootings, but the fact that they need or feel that they need to go and include those types of things in their numbers indicates to me a certain level of desperation in terms of trying to convince people. Because you would hope eventually that type of manipulation with the data would haunt them. But, you know, the media still gives them uncritical coverage. You know, they'll go and make claims that say that an NRA-backed amendment to the federal budget in 96, which said that the CDC couldn't lobby for gun control, eliminated research in firearms. That's simply not true. Firearms research has doubled since then in medical journals. The way they measured it was firearm publications as a percentage of all medical journal articles, and other medical journal articles just increased even more. But, you know, it's...
They just changed the way they did it, yeah. John, we got to run, my friend. I greatly appreciate the time. We're out of time because you're always fascinating. I can talk to you for the next 2 hours. John Lott, Jr., the president of Crime Prevention Research Center in Las Vegas, same as I am for the SHOT Show, the biggest gun show in the world, to talk about your rights as an American citizen.